Blog Talk Radio.
To Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is about that time. It is Thursday night. Well, Thursday evening, of course. It is another episode of Throwback Thursday Night. Don Fleming, for the next 2 hours, we're going to be jamming old school R&B, funk, and soul in your ear hole. You like that? I made that up. I like that. Anyway, this is music from Atlantic Star. The name of the song is called When Love Calls. We got music on the way. Let's see. I might throw some soul in there. I got some brand new heavies on the way. And I might hook up a little Junior, you know. I don't know. Mama used to say, too late, something. Just whatever my heart's intent, you know. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. I do this every Thursday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., playing old school R&B funk, soul, 70s, 80s, 90s, and every now and then I play beyond that, you know, but I keep it in that era, you know. Phone lines are open. Call me up, 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Let me know what you want to hear. And if I just so happen to have it, I will play it for you. It's all good. You know what? Let's go ahead and get this show started. Give you some bump, man. I haven't played this in a long time. Let's take it all the way back. Give you something from around 1985, 1986. These are from the group Aura. Name the song is called "Are You Single?" Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
I want ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks us to start over again. You'll get the baby, but you won't have your man.
Radio music from the lovely Miss Candy Staton from 1976. Name of the song is called Young Hearts Run Free. Before that, from 1978, we had a gentleman by the name of the Maestro. Actually, his name is Barry White, but we call him the Maestro. September, when I first met you, and of course started off the block, Are You Single from Aura from 1985. And I can't be remiss if I don't bring in my partner here. Of course, it is Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming and Mr. Wardell Potts Jr. What's up, man?
Hey, everybody. Hey, Don. How you doing, brother?
Good, man. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, it's been a long day. You know, it's been a very, very long day. Just dealing with, you know, Nydra, you know, celebrating her life. We, you know, the funeral was today. And so we got through that and go. Because it's in California, and so I streamed it live, and I talked to the sister, the older sister, and just, you know, just trying to just get through it, man. It's just very, very hard, very difficult, but it is what it is, and I just trust God in all things.
Man, you know, I'm just, you know, first of all, I want to send my condolences. I've did it many times, but I want to do it again because, I want to be heartfelt and sincere because I think about it also. But I want to send my condolences to you. I want to send my condolences to all of your band members. And of course, losing, people like, Pepper Ree and of course, Nidra and losing Richard Randolph and Will Shelby. And, my childhood, it seems like my childhood, I'm losing pieces of my childhood because that's coming from a personal standpoint. I grew up listening to Dynasty. And, to be able to, 40 years later, I'm able to work with you, are we going to have to wrap you in, and I'm having a moment of levity for a quick second. We're going to have to wrap you in plastic paper or plastic foam or something so we can keep you around, But I want to send my condolences to you. Definitely one of the things about Nidra is, just what a beautiful soul that she had, and I can definitely tell, when you talk about her, when you and Linda talk about, just being in Dynasty, being and talking about your bandmates and talking about Neon and talking about all the other members of the group and whatnot, you guys have a certain zeal and upkick, when you talk about it, and that's a beautiful thing. And understanding, and I say this many times, as cliche as it sounds, she still lives within you guys. And that legacy is going to live forever. And what she left encompasses, all of what you've done encompasses, your humility. And what you left on this earth and what you're leaving on this earth as far as just the music. Because music, it soothes the soul. And I'm a big proponent of that. And continued prayers to you guys, man. Seriously.
Thank you. That was beautiful. Well said, my brother. And so, we are trying to now move forward, and we will do that. And Dynasty is looking to perform. And we're looking to perform with Linda, Ricky, Kevin, Wardell, Leon Silvers, and maybe Sugar Rainbow.
It's about time.
The UK.
It's about time.
Yeah.
No.
So we should do it. We should do it in remembrance of Nidra and stuff. So. We'll see whatever God has in store for us, whatever His plan is for us, we'll do it. But I'm putting it out there. I've talked to a couple of people already, and they're like, "Yeah, y'all need to do it. Come on." So we're trying to set it up.
Man, I how I feel. But I just want to wish you guys nothing but continued success on, especially going the indie route. And doing what you guys have done is for over the past 40 plus years. Not only that, but again, stepping into a new generation and still having that sound, still being true to what, every now and then, of course, you do your experiments. I get that. But at the same, you stay true to your musicianship. And that's the beauty of it, because you never know. You don't know how much people are yearning for that sound to not say come back, but that sound to continuously resonate. Yes, it's 2024. We're in technology. I get that. I have my iPad. As a matter of fact, I'm doing this show from my iPad, so I'm in the technology like the next person. But understand, it's to me, it's nothing like that vintage sound, and to at least replicate it in a way to where your core audience and the kids of those core audiences and generations on can go down that rabbit hole of good music, man. And that's what it's about. We talked about it many times when we talk about you know, these kids on YouTube doing these reaction videos. And that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
That is a great thing, man. But again, I don't want to ramble too much, man. I'm you know, again, condolences to you guys. I know, you know, moving forward and wishing you nothing but success. And you got to get me on tour with y'all too, by the way. I'm just letting you know.
Hey, look in your text message. I just sent you a text.
Okay.
And
I'm looking at it right now.
I want you to share it. So, So did you get it?
Oh, yes. I'm looking at, what is it, Digital Radio, StreetSoundsRadio.com. From the website, you guys, the best of 2023, Dynasty Still in Love is at the number one spot. How about that?
Yes. No. And so, you know, so out of the best of 2023, Dynasty was number one. And so we were just really, really blessed, man, because you just never know, right, what you're going to get. And so these guys, I think his name is Don. Oh, I can't think of his name.
David Bishop.
Jeez. What's his name?
Bishop.
David Lee, he did a remix of it and put it out, and it just shot up at the top. So we're just really blessed by David for doing his thing, and how much we appreciate that. But to be number one anywhere is really a blessing, so we have to take our hats off to that. And so that was the thing that started my conversation about, well, maybe we need to get back out there and do something. So, you know, we may have Sugar Rainbow replace Nidra, Linda and Nidra, I mean Sugar Rainbow and Linda up there in the front, and you know, seeing how, you know, just depending on how Kevin's doing, we can take Kevin playing keyboards and singing, and Ricky, you know, playing bass, and Leon singing. And so we'll see. We'll see what happens, man. But, you know, keep us in your prayers, and let's see what we can do.
Well, hey, man, you know how I feel. Again, you know how I feel. I'm fingers across, trying to make that happen, get you guys on the same accord to where you guys are, you know, out there, especially in the UK, doing what you do. You know, I got to update my passport so I can be ready for my, you know, for selfish purposes, you know. But no, seriously,
you can be our road manager.
Oh, look out now.
Yeah,
don't tell me that.
Yeah, you get a gig on top of it.
Boy, you wild.
Don Fleming, road manager. Yeah, come on, Don, do your thing. Hey, do you see number five on there?
Huh?
Do you see who's number five? Who's number five on the best of?
Let me look. Oh, yes. It's none other than Miss Sugar Rainbow herself. Of her song,
yes.
I would hesitate to think about. Yes.
Yep. So
shout out to Sugar Rainbow, man. She's amazing. Getting a chance to talk to her, and I'm guessing it's probably 2:00 over there right now where she is. But you never know. She likes the show. She listens to the show. She is a fan of the show. And I'm a fan of hers.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Well, man, without further ado, are you on the switchboard? You got some Dynasty music you want to share?
I guess I could do that.
Do a block takeover, man. I know it's early, but do a block takeover, and I can come back after the block. You know, I haven't eaten, so I'm good right now. So, but if you want to talk about Dynasty, it's only fair to have the man himself introduce a couple of a Dynasty song or do a whole block. So, man, please do the honors. The floor is yours.
So am I doing a dynasty block?
You can do a block, or you can start off with dynasty. Man, the floor is yours. Do, if you want to, do a whole dynasty block. I don't care.
I don't care. All right, well, I'll do that. I will do a dynasty block. I haven't had the chance to do that yet. But I did play Dynasty's interview in my show for about 25 minutes earlier today. And that was
mm-hmm.
fun just to, you know, to be able to go through that stuff. So, all right, so here we go with Dynasty. And we're going to start off with the girls doing what they do. And so God bless you guys, and thank you so much, Don, for, you know, giving me this block. And so let's do it on Solar Records Radio.
Thank you.
Well, there you go, Mr. Fleming. I did a Dynasty Block. And that last song, that's Nydra all by herself. Just singing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Recap the whole block for all the listeners out there. Recap the whole block. It was the Dynasty Block.
I started off with Does That Ring a Bell? And then I went to Don's favorite Dynasty song. What was the name of it, Don?
I have no Dynasty favorite, sir. I don't know what you're talking about. What is this Dynasty favorite you speak of?
Whatever. Here I am. And that's Don's complete. He's got plays every version of it in there. So, and then I just closed out with High Time I Left You. And so that was just a Nydra kind of block with a little bit of, you know, the guys in it. But I just wanted to just share Nydra and thank her. You know, Nydra really made it easy for me when I first got to California and I was waiting for Leon for the longest. He finally picked me up and took me back to his house. And Nydra was so sweet and so kind and so generous. They were only engaged at that point. And that was 84th and Dinker is where they lived. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful time. And I just want to thank Nydra for opening her home to me in several occasions, but this one in particular, and making it easy for me being 3,000 miles away from home and coming all the way out to California. First time in California at 20 years old auditioning to be in Dynasty. Whoa, that was heavy for me. And it's the first time I really had a audition for a professional group. So it was really big for me. And she really made it nice and easy and comfortable for me. So thank you, Nigel, for blessing me. I love you. Rest in peace, sweetheart.
Oh, definitely. 84th and Dinker, man. That's out there. That's in South L.A. That's off Crenshaw, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's not that far from Crenshaw. You know, Dinker is, you know, you got to go down a ways to get to Dinker. So you got about maybe 10 big city blocks from Crenshaw.
Okay. Because my sister, at the time, my sister was in, sharing L.A. stories here. My sister was off of Slauson. I want to say she was on, is it Buckner in Windsor Hills? So we used to go out there. Used to walk over to Slauson, take the bus to the Fox Hills Mall at the time. And, you know, just kind of have fun. And, I miss L.A. I really do. You never know. I thought about moving.
Mm-hmm. I lived off of Normandy when I ended up living with Kevin Spencer and Mom Spencer while we were working on And the Beat Goes On and all that stuff. We lived on 51st in Normandy.
Oh, wow.
So that's right down the street from Slauson. And, that was pretty cool. That's pretty cool to know that you were that close.
Yeah, my sister lived I was based in Venice, but I stayed every night. You know, I spent a couple of nights with my sister and my nieces and hung out, and they kind of showed me around and things like that out in Windsor Hills. I know that area well, man, and I was a big, you know, I miss it.
Yeah, big kid. Well, are you the youngest? Are you the youngest?
For my dad, I'm the youngest out of my dad. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah, I'm the youngest of 10 kids from my dad.
Are you the tallest?
I might be. I might be.
The young, young and taller, just hanging all over everybody. That's so cool.
Yeah,
I love
so.
It.
Yeah, man. But I plan on, you know, making it out there. Talked to my dad a couple of weeks ago. He's doing great. I mean, he's like 84
yeah.
years old, and I
Go
mean
ahead,
he's in better shape than all of probably all his kids put together. So shout out
oh,
to my
wow.
dad. Yeah, man. He's still out there doing it, man. So I'm gonna have to go out there and check on him. And see how the family is and whatnot. So, but yeah, we got about an hour and 6 minutes left of the show again. Don Fleming, Wardell Posture, and of course, another. What's up? What you got to do?
I'll come back. I'll come back and do another block for you.
Oh, okay. I'll get a little. It's all good. It's all good. let's go ahead and keep this
all
music
good.
Going, man. Let's keep it going. Give you a classic from Miss Fonda Rae from 1984. This is called "Touch Me All Night Long." Keep it locked right here, Soul Arrogus Radio.
Records Radio. Yes, that was music from the late great Kashif from 1983. That was Help Yourself to My Love. Before that, from 1991, give me a little delicious vinyl music from the brand new Heavies, of course, featuring the lead singer, leading by the lovely Miss India Davenport, Never Stop. And of course, started off the block from 1984, Miss Fonda Ray, Touch Me All Night Long. Roller skating jam and a half. I'm going to do a tick. Man, I'm going to start doing TikToks of like vintage roller skating videos, just any type of archive videos, and just posting different types of roller skating music I grew up listening to. And I'm going to put that on my TikTok. You guys, any? I'm not really just a big fan of TikTok. I just have one to have one. So if you guys want to look for me, I'm Dundada
Dundada 74. Is it? I think it's Dundada 1974. So look for me on TikTok, Dundada 1974. I might post a couple of. Yes, I get this TikTok thing going. I might post some, just any vintage stock footage of roller skating and just have certain songs over it for like, 20, 30 seconds. So definitely, I don't know. I might be on to something there. Might be on to something. Man, brand new heavy. Shout out to the brand new heavies and Dia Davenport. What an amazing voice. Of course, that was the summer of 1991. I used to love that summer. I spent that summer in Chicago, my aunt, and the radio station there played this song religiously. Never stopped. And it was one of those songs, it grew on me, but I loved it. It was one of those songs, I think, if I remember, With You by Tony Terry. Of course, that was the wedding song of 91. And for all you old school, old heads out there, I'm trying to think of another song that they played a lot. Of course, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday by Boyz II Men. I call it the Acapulco version. Acapella. But the Acapulco version of Boyz II Men, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. And Lisa Fisher, How Can I Ease the Pain? That was a major hit in the summer of 91. That I used to love that song. I was in love with Lisa Fisher. She is still out there doing her thing. Of course, singing background vocals at the time. If you guys remember Luther Vandross's Stop the Love video, she was one of the singers in the background talking about stop. She's one of them. So check out the Stop the Love video, and you'll see Lisa Fisher in that music video. Yeah, I want to say she's the one on the left. Yeah, she's the one that goes, stop! Can I do it again? Just stop! I can't really sing like Luther, but you remember Stop the Love. She says, stop! Just stop! But you know what, since I'm on Lisa Fisher right now, it's only fair to go into that song. Let's take you back to the summer of 1991. This is music from the lovely Miss Lisa Fisher. How Can I Ease the Pain? Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
doesn't deserve you. He really don't. I never let you fall.
love someone so much that you can feel it deep down in your soul. Girl, I can't. Well, this is how I feel about the one I love. Let's sing it together.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Throwback Thursday Night, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. That was music from Pebbles from 1991. That is called Always. Before that, from the Tender Lover album, it's the Babyface from 1990, that is As Soon As I Get Home. And, of course, started off the block, giving you some classic Summer of 91 vibes. From the lovely Miss Lisa Fisher. Can't even say it. It's like when I say Lisa in the Issa, it's almost like I got to say Isher. So I don't know. It's the accent, I guess. Lisa Fisher. How can I ease the pain? 9:27 on the Eastern Standard Time. You got about another 34 minutes left, actually 33 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. Now 31 minutes. I'm just counting it down. But anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tell a friend if you're on Facebook, make sure you like the page, Solar Records Radio. Like the page, tell a friend to like the page, tell a friend's friend to like the page. We're closing in on 2,000 followers on the page. We very so much appreciate that. If you guys want to support the show by getting some cool merchandise, we still have Solar Records Radio mugs, Solar Records Radio caps, I think T-shirts, and I want to say masks because, again, still in COVID. I don't know what made people think that we're still not in, you know, this whole getting over the pandemic thing. As a matter of fact, I had a coworker that just had COVID, and she kind of isolated herself for a few days and everything. But yeah, definitely support the show by going to wordlpodsjr.com or solarrecordsradio.com, and, of course, click on the donate if you want to donate to the show, and click on the merchandise, whatever merchandise you want to get, whether I think it comes in all sizes, by the way. And the hat is, I think, one size fit all, and the mask might be two. You never know. But I'm like, what if you have a big head, you know? Because I think I may have a big head, and I might have to order a mask. A Solar Records Radio mask, and see, you know, that whole one size. I want to put that to the test because I have a big head. But anyway, if you guys want to do that, go ahead and support the page that way. Also, want to remind you, we do have a Cash App, $ Solar Records Radio, all one big word. 30 minutes left. We're over the hump. We still got a few minutes to hang out with you. I want to give you some. I feel like giving some hip-hop electro and then taking you across the pond in this block. So let's go ahead and start this off. One of my favorites from 1983. This is music from Planet Patrol. Another roller skating jam. It's called Play at Your Own Risk. Guys, keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio.
Oh, top. Without love,
life couldn't be the same.
Now the freedom that I gave you, you abuse. If you want my love,
girl, you got to say it to me. Girl, say it to me. I'm telling you, say it to me. Girl, say it to me.
Don't be afraid to exercise. you know, and implement your ideas, your notions. Put them in motion, like the words we funky threads have spoken to you. So listen up loud and clear. This is a word you must be aware of. What you gonna do, put it in your life too. Now that's the meaning of the line. Gotta get alive.
Left of the show, of course, it's going to kind of wrap it up for us, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the song, what you just heard, taking you back to the year 1990, of course, that is music from soul to soul, called Get a Life. Love Jazzy B kind of talking through it, and the kids talking about what's the meaning of life. Just a beautiful song, man. I love that. One of my favorite soul to soul songs, if there is a favorite, you know. That's like, well, I was joking with Wardell earlier. It's like, how do you pick a favorite Dynasty song? He's like, that's your favorite Dynasty song. I'm like, no, I don't have a favorite Dynasty song. Stop it. Stop it. Anyway, before that, actually, the last two songs gave you a little soul from across the pond, of course, when I just played Soul to Soul. And before that, 1982 music from Junior, of course, Too Late. Junior, growing up, I always thought Junior looked like David Ruffin for some reason, because he used to have those glasses and that fro, you know, just reminded me of David Ruffin. But anyway, started off the block, gave you a roller skating jam from 1983 from Planet Patrol, Play at Your Own Risk. And let's see if we got my man here hanging out. Of course, he is here. Yes, Wardell Potts Jr. going to close us out. Got about 13 minutes left to show.
Yes, he does have a favorite dynasty song. Yeah.
No. Anyway. He's having fun, man, on a Thursday night.
Yeah, that's good fun, man. God is good like that. And so we are almost done here. Whoa, that's great. How groovy is that? Well, thank you, Don, so much for blessing us with your music, man. Really enjoyed the conversation and enjoyed your music. Way to go, my brother.
Man, way to go on that Dynasty block. You know, three of my favorite Dynasty songs. Not just one. Not just one.
Okay. Well, here we go. We got Eddie Murphy in the house.
Just stop it. Mention to the listeners what we got in store tomorrow and take us home, man. Any final words? And give us your final words.
Oh, well, you know, I just want to say I am I am blessed because of, you know, first of all, because of you, you know, I'm blessed because of my friends and the people I grew up with in the music industry, that really blessed me and showed me a lot, and we're still friends. And how good, how cool is that after all these mm-hmm. years from 1979 until now? And so
right.
God is good. And so, but at the same time, I want to just say thank you to you, Don, for always being there for me and blessing our show. We do appreciate you so much, man. You are a true blessing, and we love you for that. And so thank you, thank you, thank you. And last but not least, thanks to the listeners who have supported the shows. And you know, go to our website and check out our website, solarrecordsradio.com, if you get a chance. And, you know, you'll see a lot of pictures of Nydra in there and stuff. And thank you so much for loving her and just being a part of Dynasty for all these years. We appreciate you guys very much. So that's my closing statement. And I guess I can play a song. If you want. Is that what you
want? That's what I want, sir. Take us home.
All right, guys. Well, anyway, have a blessed and beautiful evening. May God protect you, keep you good and close. Enjoy the 2024. Make some great wishes and just trust God in it. And we just pray that you all have a blessed and beautiful rest of your week. You take care. We see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Solar Records Radio, it's a free world, and we're not here.
My life, I think I'll buy a gun.